Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay, guys, listen to this really interesting fact.
Also, Abby, load up roll 20. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Guys.
You too.
So Eric loves to use the word copacetic.
I love it.
He does. He uses it a lot.
I love to use it.
I mean, it's a cool word, but like I always kind of associated it with like hippies or something, like copacetic. Like, you know what I mean?
I always thought it was an antiseptic. It sounds really medical.
Yeah. Well, listen to this crazy background. So I looked it up just because I'm like, okay, is it a hippie word or what? So apparently it's supposed to have come into English through black children hearing the Yiddish expression used by Jewish storekeepers in the South. Apparently, it could have been that the Hebrew phrase "hakol beseder," all is in order, could be misheard or something like that. I just thought that was interesting.
That's really cool.
It's an unusual English language word in that it is one of the few words of unknown origin that is not considered slang in contemporary usage.
It's not considered slang.
Yeah, it's not. And it's found almost exclusively in North America.
Weird.
And the origin comes from African-American slang in the late 19th century. I just thought that was interesting. I had no idea.
I have a joke to tell you. I don't know why this reminded... Oh, I do know why this reminded me of that. But my father-in-law told me a joke. Are you ready?
Yes.
What did the reindeer leave behind?
Reindeer poop.
Menorah.
Ah! That's pretty good. I like that.
I feel like it might be vaguely racist, but I think it's probably okay.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think about it that way. I don't think it's meant to
be
like a
menorah. The problem that I have with it
is
that reindeer aren't Jewish.
That's
obviously.
That's the point of the joke, Greg.
Oh, no, I didn't realize that.
No, this is deeply offensive to reindeer.
Oh, God. This is so terrible. I just thought it was a cute pun. Like, oh, they
haven't even...
That
winter
means
holidays.
You have deeply rooted human supremacism against reindeer.
No!
The episode hasn't even started and already we're banned.
I'm so sorry, reindeer. I had no idea.
Oh, technically, man. I played the music once, but it was all Skippy. So the episode has started, but...
It definitely didn't count.
All right.
We keep everything the way it is, except that the next time we rest, we get a bunch of stuff, right?
What?
You can have your powers and stuff. I think it's just that our hit points have not regenerated.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
But our spells?
Yeah.
We get
spells?
Them.
Yep,
yeah.
You got it.
You have to tell Eric what they are, too. I hope you're ready.
So I guess
he asked if I wanted to know.
He's asking because he's like, well, what if I have no spell slots? He has the ability to cast it, but he can't do it right now.
Right, you don't get your spell slots back.
Got it.
But you,
you
have a slot available.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and my hit points are pretty dang low. Eric just noticed. He was like, there's no way your hit points are that low. I said, Eric, this is why we're all going to die now, because we're heading into freaking Strahd's dinner table, and we're all going to be dinner.
Like, so if I get new level 3 spell slots, then I don't
have
any...
If you earn a new slot, then you would have a new slot.
Ah, okay, great.
Sweet.
Again, this is all house ruled, because you're not supposed to be able to level up. Level ups occur upon long rests as written.
Yeah, but guess what? Right. We just throw the rules out the window and have so much fun.
I didn't even have to say it out loud. That's
how
cool
I am. I said it out loud. That's how stupid I am. Mm-hmm. High five, best friends.
Best friends. So now that I have a fifth level, though, I get to use it because I haven't used it before because it's new, right? So I get to use
it? Yeah, that slot is available to you.
Woohoo! Okay.
Sweet.
So I have to say stuff.
We're not going to die.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice, it's the holiday season as of when we're recording this. Those of you listening far in the distant future, I'll leave it to you to decide which holiday and which year. And as such, my recap writing time has been largely usurped by family time. Ugh!
Yuck!
Therefore, this will be short and sweet. Last time, the Swirly Man appeared in the guise of the Morning Lord and named Bathwack as the new Burgomaster of Valaki, to the non-existent cheers of the townspeople below.
To non-existent cheers.
As the Dragonborn descended to his people to allow them to kiss his scaly feet, Will had a conversation with his patron that ended with the warlock being pushed off of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The group gathered together and failed to disperse the crowd of Valakish, so the Swirly Man stepped in and reanimated the body of Galdar, sending him herking and jerking toward the crowd, effectively sending them running.
Ugh.
Bernard delivered the news that someone had been swept up by a cloud of bats and carried off towards Ravenloft.
Oh, shoot, and the group
decided to head to the castle to save Esmeralda. Before they did, Will and Lank had a heart-to-heart conversation about morality and assuming blame, while Rafina failed to speak nightmare ease.
Oh, yeah.
Once Will and Lank were done deciding that Will was responsible for nothing, they all bundled into the carriage and headed down the road towards the imposing structure looming above Barovia in search of their ultimate destinies.
Oh. Is this the last episode, guys?
I know that this is the end point, I'm pretty sure.
It must be.
I mean, Eric has never been like, Katie, I have to prepare for this. So he went in here and secluded himself. That is not... Did I use that correctly? Secluded
I think you
himself?
Absolutely used it correctly.
He, yeah, and...
Sequestered himself,
Sequestered
perhaps?
Himself, yeah, yeah.
Sequeezed. I sequeezed myself.
You squeezed your own self. Okay, this is sounding dirty now, so let's just move along.
Well, it didn't take long, did it?
Not with me around. And then I was like, okay, like, are you done yet? Are you done? Nope, he wasn't. He's nervous, guys. It's just like last time. You were nervous last time.
Here's my secret. I'm nervous every time.
I know. It's okay. I am too. That's what alcohol's for.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive.
Only drink and DM.
Yeah, drink and DM. That's a good one. Yeah.
Drink and DM.
Yeah.
In case the listeners aren't aware, all of us are driving whenever we record.
Oh, wow.
Driving when listening, driving when playing. We live in a dystopian future where it's like speed, except everybody has to keep moving at 55 miles per hour. That's how far in the future we're recording this session.
Wow.
Wait.
No, that doesn't make
any
sense.
Damn it! I gave it away.
It's okay. We could be the Time Traveling Podcast. Holy shit, you guys!
That's a great name.
We are the Time Traveling Podcast. Sometimes we're recording in the future. Sometimes it's the past.
Time Bandits.
Yep, that's your favorite. I saw it once.
That's I thought my favorite was saying copacetic.
Oh yeah, that's true too.
We're copacetic time bandits. Copacetic time bandits. That's the new name of our podcast.
Perfect. Yes, I'll take it.
We gotta make it shorter.
Kotaiba.
Copa bandits.
Yeah.
Copa Cabana bandits.
Copa.
Copaca bandits.
Sadic.
So, would you like me... I'm going to ask you,
because
you're good at being a quality assurance on this show. Should I reread the description of the castle?
Or does everybody remember? You describing it.
After winding through the forest and craggy mountain peaks, the road takes a sudden turn to the east and the startling, awesome presence of Castle Ravenloft towers before you.
I remember that.
Should I stop?
No. You can keep going.
The carriage comes to a dead stop before twin turrets of stone broken from years of exposure. Beyond these guard towers is the precipice of a 50-foot-wide, fog-filled chasm that disappears into unknown depths.
Mm.
A lowered drawbridge of old, shored-up wooden beams stretches across the chasm, between you and the archway to the courtyard. The chains of the drawbridge creak in the wind, their rust-eaten iron straining under the weight. From atop the high walls, stone gargoyles stare at you out of their hollow eye sockets and grin hideously.
Mm-hmm.
A rotting wooden portcullis, green with growth, hangs above the entry tunnel. Beyond this location, the main doors of Ravenloft stand open. A rich, warm light spills from within, flooding the courtyard. Torches flutter sadly in sconces on both sides of the open doors.
How can you tell they're sad?
Aww, they're crying.
You can tell.
Were things falling down? There's growth on the door. Things are rotting and stuff. Like, so it's not like in the best shape still?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though he's like the king.
The drawbridge itself appears sturdy, but you do see some of the boards are missing, and it does creak a bit in the wind.
It's not easy to replace drawbridges in this economy.
And if you'll refer to Roll 20, you'll see yourselves assembled at the edge of said drawbridge.
Uh-oh.
And I just want to impress on you just how massive this structure is that looms before you. It's huge, especially having spent time in Barovia recently, where not very much is very large, even compared to, like, Argenvostholt and a few other
Abbey. So this is way
bigger
than Argenvostholt?
It's huge.
I said that
you're
the American
yeehaw
way.
On you.
Yeah, you said it like really. You're trying to be epic, and I'm just like Argenvostholt. Like I'm American, can't have any kind of good accent going on. Just this weird one. Whatever accent that is.
This is when we reveal that not only are we always driving around, but we're also none of us are American because we don't know what American accents sound like.
Wait, where do we... Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. Oh, there we are. Ooh.
Now, technically, you're still in the carriage.
Okay.
But I don't have a carriage.
All right, can we take a long rest outside?
My leg's been asleep.
Yeah, how long was the drive? Could we take a long rest
in
between? Oh, poop on you.
Poop on me. We could have taken a short rest. So you can spend hit dice to regain hit points.
Okay.
Did everybody else do this? Katie's doing this right now.
I took one.
I don't think I need to. I think I'm copacetic.
Yes! Yeah! Is that the name of this episode?
Yep. The copacetic.
I
want to
see the art
bandits.
For it. It's just a hippie.
Copaseptic.
A hippie performing surgery.
I'm actually still... I'm at full hit points. Is that possible? My thing says I am.
Sounds about right. Maybe. Okay, yeah. I was surprised that Katie had such low hit points.
Yeah.
You had a fight with Galdar, but like you never are in the fray.
How is that?
Know. I'm just honest, and I wrote down that I don't know.
I'm honest!
No, it's just that when you... It's just that when you heal yourself, like sometimes you heal yourself and maybe I'm not around, or maybe it happened before something happened.
I just don't ever heal you.
Yeah, it's just like I have no friends to heal me. It's really what I'm trying to say. It's probably just that I jumped off a building. No, I got pushed off a building, but I didn't get hurt. I don't know. Maybe I screwed up, but I'm not going to add them to cheat. So I'm just keeping them the
way
they are.
It's okay. You never are engaged in combat anyway, so you should be fine.
Oh, shut
up. All right. So, you're all, as I said, in the carriage. It has paused here. At this end of the drawbridge.
Is there a toll here? Why'd we stop?
Yeah, they did not choose the easy pass lane, so it was not able to glide through at 15 miles
Great,
per hour.
Great, time for a long rest.
Yep.
It's backed up.
I've
miles,
been in non-easy pass lanes.
Yes.
And now it does begin to trundle slowly across the drawbridge, but
that is
very
one of
slowly.
My favorite words. Just it is. Nobody cares, but I love the word trundle.
Somebody will care, Greg. They'll send
somebody
you a picture
will care.
Of a trundle.
They're going to have a blimp named Trundle.
And trundle it's, blimp.
It's trundle like a, blimp.
It's like a trundle bed, but, you know, a blimp that you keep under your bed.
It's a little smaller blimp than the regular blimp.
Yeah.
That slides underneath it.
So I don't even have time to, like, stop and change Bernard into anything
useful.
Well,
you would have been able to... During this whole trip.
Oh, I could have? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're sitting in a carriage. I mean, I guess you technically have your foot jammed in the door the whole time, but... Yeah.
I think, like, maybe as we're coming up to the castle, I'm going to have him change into, like, something more useful, like a bear or something, so he can walk along. I wouldn't have had him walk the whole way, but...
Okay.
A bear's a little more scary than I believe he was
a
bat.
Yeah, you had plenty of Plenty of, yeah. Yes. That's why there was a cloud of bats on the thing I just deleted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you want the bear?
Yes, please.
I don't think I have a bear, do I? I think I've always used something else.
Do you have a Teddy Ruxpin?
Yes, please make a Teddy Ruxpin.
Let's see. What do you want?
Can you and I be friends? No, because my name is Will and I suck.
How about this giant gummy worm snake?
That sounds like a bear to me.
That is very cute.
All right. So the carriage does start trundling across the drawbridge.
Do an ASMR of that.
Trundling.
Trundle.
For this ASMR, I'm going to take my trundle blimp out from under my bed and play it back several times.
But I guess Steed, obviously, and Bernard are outside the carriage. Yeah. Does this all sound correct to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex and Katie, please both roll me just a straight
d20. Oh, okay. Are you going to, like, say something like, try to resist the urge to hold each other's hands, like you were doing
No, you're holding hands.
No!
That battle's already been lost.
What'd you get?
12.
I got a 12, too! We are
holding hands.
Buddies.
Quaking in our designer boots.
I think I hear wedding bells.
No!
So, I'll just tell you, because it was fun. There was a chance that some of the boards would break under either Steed's or Bernard's
How
feet.
Dare you?
That didn't happen. Though they do creak and groan under the weight of these
no.
massive, imposing creatures.
Like, a bear would have at least had a chance to, like, scrabble up, but Steed would have just fallen. A horse, what is a horse going to do if a board comes out from underneath it? No, it's just me.
Your animal is way worse than my animal.
No, his animal is obviously way cooler.
So
I hate you. You make me sound like a butthole.
Begin to make your way across the drawbridge. And you pass through the open portcullis. And enter
into...
The open portcullis?
What part didn't you hear?
Is that somebody's favorite word? Anybody?
It's
a good word. It's a good word, but I don't want to be greedy.
Oh. I think I'm just catching up, but what is the purple and blue worm?
That's Bernard.
Yeah, because he's a bear, but Eric didn't
have
a picture
token.
For him.
Oh, okay. That's a bear. It's a bear.
Where do you get your tokens from?
That one I found online.
Really?
Everything I find
online. Can't you Google Teddy Ruxpin token?
Yeah, I'll take... What would it be? Probably 5-10 minutes to make you a token? I could do that right now.
I want to know why you had the worm in the first place, then. It must have been prepared
for
something.
That was from the preview game that we played with Greg that you never finished.
Oh, no. Now I know there's a gummy worm at the end of that.
You know if it's at the end.
Oh, or right in the middle. It was the snacks you provided to the party.
So, you enter to the courtyard, which opens up before you, and this is a huge expanse of land. Also, you'll note that as you enter the courtyard, the weather worsens.
Whoa.
A dismal rain begins to fall, becoming a torrent. Lightning begins to light the sky, followed by peals of thunder that make the castle shudder.
Oh.
Thick, cold fog swirls in this courtyard. Through the drizzle, you see these sad, sad torches fluttering on each side of the keep's open main doors, which, if you look on your map, you see this sort of wall to your right. It actually cuts underneath. It doesn't really reflect that on this map, but it cuts in another 20 to 30 feet, and the doors themselves are sort of sheltered underneath an overhang.
So there's a little roof that we could get
yeah, you could
dry kinda, under?
Well, right now you're in the carriage, so you're dry.
Right, okay.
Warm light spills out of the entrance. The doors under there are open. Sort of floods the courtyard there from within. And you can see high above that entrance is a round window with shards of broken glass lodged in its iron frame.
What kind of crappy... I thought this place would be the best place in Barovia, but it's all fucked up. Can I see the letter again? I, like, genuinely ask for the letter before we... I want to know exactly what that letter says.
Well, you scrounge around for the letter. You find it in Abby's terrarium, probably.
I thought it was in the glove compartment.
The glove box. My friends, know... Is this the right thing? Yes. Know that it is I who have brought you to this land, my home, and know that I alone can release you from it. I bid you dine at my castle so that we can meet in civilized surroundings. Your passage here will be a safe one. I await your arrival, your host, Strahd von Zarovich.
Like, know that it is I. Is he going through a mental breakdown, like Will asks out loud? Like, why? Well, like, he's panicking at the last second. Why? Why is he saying, know that it is I? We already know it's him, and we're not friends with him, and he's wanting us to come for dinner? Guys, this is the most horrible idea we've ever had.
Are you feeling like you have no power anymore at the moment?
Yes.
Aww.
Did I ever have any power? I don't think I ever did.
Do you feel that the essential energy of your life force has been drained from you? Yes? Well, that sucks.
Yep. For four easy payments of 1995, that's the start of some infomercial.
So can
go ahead.
Can I do preserve life for Will?
Aww.
I don't know. What is preserve life?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that if he's dying?
So mad.
Creates a giant life preserver.
No.
Yes. And then I
present
away.
My holy symbol, and it's 5 times the level hit points for any creatures within 30 feet to divide total among them, up to half of their max. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can do that if you have the slot for it. You can use it twice between rests.
Oh.
So you could give up to 45 hit points. What's half of your level is, what, 36?
Yep.
So she could take 36 of those, so you would have 9 left over.
I think Bathwack was saying he needed hit points, too.
Do you need hit points, Bathwack?
I'm down by 7.
Blank, do you need any?
Hit points? No, I'm good.
All right, well then I'll...
Well, unless you've got, truly, you've got just a few left over.
I have 2 left over.
That is literally how many I need.
Whoa! Nice. Wow. This is meant to be, guys.
Your ultimate destinies, guys.
All right. I pull out my thimble, my holy symbol, and
well,
I sort of...
you know, if Bathwack and Will are hooking up, I guess Slank and Rafina can hook up.
Is it a coincidence that your holy symbol is a thimble?
Holy thimble.
It's your holy thimble? Is that a coincidence?
My holy thimble.
Did he get it? Did she get it from the mayor
that way.
Of Pesk?
Did you?
No, of course not.
Well, it's amazing regardless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's your holy thimble. I love that so much.
Yeah.
We're going to pretend it was on purpose because that
Rafina,
is really great.
When she became a cleric, she heard she needed a holy symbol, but her whoever trained her had a lisp.
You need a holy thimble. Oh, I love that.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Anyway.
Canon, except that it's her character, so you can't decide that.
Nope, I can't, except I can. Ask Greg.
Oh, poor Greg.
Can.
All
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everybody's...
Oh, home. You're welcome.
Wow.
I think we need to enter this castle feeling fresh.
Mm.
So, yeah, you're in this courtyard, which these walls are massive. The walls that from the outside, they're 90 feet high. The dark towers of the castle are even higher.
Do we see any life forms?
You do not see any forms of life aside from yourselves and the nightmare pulling the carriage.
Hmm.
That window I mentioned is 50 feet above the entrance, so it's way up there, too. And you don't see any light through it.
I want to get out and stand next to Bernard. I don't want to be in the carriage anymore if he's outside by himself. Especially if I thought those boards were going to fall underneath him.
Yep. You're not on boards anymore. You're in the courtyard.
Right, so I can get out because I won't fall.
Huh. You assume.
Hopefully.
It's Ravenloft, baby.
God.
So it's raining, but is it dark? I mean, like, is it night?
It is not nighttime, but it's not never very bright anyway, and the storm clouds have certainly...
True.
Cast a darkling across the environs that you find yourselves in. So yeah, Will gets out of the carriage just as it's starting to turn left and looks like heading towards the left side of the courtyard.
I'm nervous because she just healed me and I feel guilty because they're all going to die and I'm probably...
So yeah, you can get out. Sure, the door opens. I mean, oh wait, you have your foot wedged in it.
Yep.
So you're able to just step out. It's moving very slowly, so it's not difficult at all. And as soon as Will dismounts from the carriage, it stops.
Oh, no. Did I ruin it?
Well, Rafina is not surprised that it turned left because Strahd is a vampire. And I learned from a bowling alley television screen that bats always turn left when they fly out of their caves.
Wow. That's weird.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be taken from JSTOR at a bowling alley. All the bowling alley facts. There's just people researching the shit out of those.
There's a mummy that's mad about a split, and then it gives you all the citations for the bat facts that you have. Why didn't you bring up these bowling alley facts when I was spouting off nonsense about bats back in that wolf cave?
Oh, yeah! Come on, bowling alley! Come through for us.
Oh, man, I guess we wouldn't have gotten those hundreds of five-star reviews correcting me otherwise.
See, I love that there was one listener that tweeted us, though.
Coffee Confessor.
I love her. She was just like... She was like, hey guys, guess what?
Here's bats. All this stuff about bats.
Yeah, she was like, I like bats, and here's some facts. And we were like, yeah! Somebody responded.
After my ego dealt with this crushing blow, we were like, yes! Alright, so yeah, Will gets out, the carriage stops.
Oh, crap.
I guess we all gotta get out, huh?
Should I get back in? I mean, I don't want to mess up the ride. Is he going to go somewhere, you think?
Well, where else do we have to go? Get back in and see.
What is there a door heading in or it's going left? Okay, can I step on it like I'm just going to ride the outside again? As soon as my foot leaves the ground before it went. So I step back on the outside little railing.
It starts to move.
Okay.
Yeah, huh. I kind of agree with Will, though. Maybe we should get off the rails. Maybe we should go explore a little bit.
Hmm.
At the moment... We're not moving that quickly. We could jump out if, like, a fire pit opens up.
He takes us all the way here. We just fall in a fire pit. He just wanted to laugh at us. Look at those idiots. That's amazing.
You're giving me ideas.
I hadn't even thought that through when I suggested it, but now it's like, yeah, we've come all this way.
So, yeah, if Will gets on, it starts moving again.
And I'll talk to them.
To where?
Like, do we want
to
get off?
It's taking us right to Strahd's dinner table, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't see too much from your vantage point. It looks like the courtyard continues around the keep, the central keep, to the left and sort of bends around the corner. Otherwise, you just see these sort of featureless walls looming
so there's no
100 feet above you.
Even though there was light spewing.
There is a doorway. Forth. If you look at the map, sort of directly, if you go straight across the drawbridge towards the keep.
Yes.
You can't see it on this map.
Yeah.
But if you go like 20 or 30 feet, there's an overhang straight ahead, right in the center.
Okay.
Damn center. What?
Right
dead
in the
center.
Damn center.
Right in the damn center.
Dead straight.
It's these huge open double doors with light spilling out. Like that's like the front doors. Like if there were trick-or-treaters here, that is where they would go.
Okay.
It's very clear.
Okay.
That is not where the carriage is going. It is veering left.
It's probably going to like where horses are stowed. I mean, like as somebody who would come from a place with carriages and horses, it's like the horse is probably going where they care for the horses, right?
Please stow your horses in the
in your overhead bin.
Overhead bin with their hooves pointing in.
Right. That's what we do where I come from. So that's probably where he's going. I mean, what do you guys want to see that place or do you want to go inside and get eaten right away? Might as well check out the horses, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, we may as well, you know, if this is our last hurrah.
Rafina looks under the seats in the carriage to see if anyone left anything or to see if there's anything left behind that we could use, like an umbrella.
Bunch of straw wrappers down there.
Yeah,
probably.
Loose change.
A spilled milkshake. A
goldfish.
All you find is an umbrella.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's going to be Mary Poppins now. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already had four of them. So here's a fifth umbrella to add to your collection.
She has four umbrellas?
I'm assuming.
Oh, probably.
The best umbrella. This is truly the best. All right.
What's it look like?
What's that structure?
On the side, it says, "Go Ravens."
It's from Baltimore.
It is.
It's black. It is a black umbrella.
Oh, just black.
With a hooked handle. Go Wear Ravens is, of course, what it's referring to.
Yeah.
So the carriage is trundling to the north.
Okay.
What's that structure to the south in the middle of the courtyard?
Yeah.
Huh. What is that?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the umbrella rack.
It's the umbrella rack.
Honestly, I have no idea. I really don't know what that is. Full disclosure, the maps in the book suck for this, the castle.
Fun.
They're like these weird, like, isometric, like, overviews, but in terms of, like, details, they're terrible.
Oh.
But there's awesome...
Okay, make up a description. What is it?
Awesome people on... It is an oversized baguette. See, that's the problem. That's what you get with me when you put
me
on the spot. You all could feast on this baguette for a week.
Oh my god!
Yummy.
Where are we?
It's a caboose.
It looks like a platform, like something you stand. I think it's supposed to be
like those things.
Yeah, those. What are they called?
The things where you put your stocks. Stocks.
Stocks. Yeah.
It's a platform with three stocks.
Oh my gosh! So like right when you come in, the stocks are right there.
Why do they have these every 10 feet in this place? I swear.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you've run into them twice.
Every 10 feet, I tell you.
the Valley of Barovia is 20 feet across. All right, so you're still you're heading away from the decided upon stocks.
Okay.
In the carriage, Steed. I'm assuming Steed and Bernard are following along dutifully.
Yes.
Are there any doors along the walls?
There are not. Well, there were two doors, sort of as you were coming through. To like what you would assume are like guard towers, gate towers.
Oh, there were doors there.
Yes.
Oh. We're really gonna keep going around.
You're leaving them behind.
Yeah.
As you round the corner, more fog of war is lifted. You see that there's just kind of more courtyard over here. It's leading to these sort of massive walls that jut out from the outer walls to the keep. And you see within, you would assume you're ostensibly heading there because there's really nothing else of note for the carriage to be heading to, is there's a 20-foot wide, 20-foot tall archway blocked by a rusting iron portcullis.
Oh, okay.
Do you suppose there's another way in if we went in by the guard towers?
Well, we don't see any guards, right?
You know what?
At least seems eerily quiet.
This guy knows where we are. There is no sense. Unless you just want to look rude and be rude. There is no sense in trying to sneak anywhere.
I think we should ring the doorbell and then run and hide.
Perfect. That's what I was saying.
Perfect. If we're here, we're here. I don't think we're getting out now without a confrontation.
Yep. But yeah, you know, I think he's gone nuts because he's acting like we've never met him before. So go explore if you would like to, Bathwack.
Are you all still in the carriage? Is everybody still in the carriage?
I got off. Once I saw that this wall just ends.
Again, there's a gate in it.
But there's a portcullis and he might go under?
You assume it's heading towards that gate.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Hey, do we want to... Oops. Do we want to be going in without... Like, with a portcullis going behind us, or do we want to get off?
You can see through it. It looks like it's leading towards more courtyard.
Right. There's probably a place to stow the horses here.
We just... I say we stay put and see where this thing takes us.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I guess I can fly away, so...
No, don't worry, guys. I have an umbrella.
What?
Well, there we go.
All right.
Regina's got this. I'm taking a nap.
You hear the nightmare outside let out a low whinny, and as it nears the gate, and the portcullis begins to rise.
The horse controls the gate! Wow.
And you head through the now opened gate into yet another courtyard, which I will reveal to you now.
Dang, this place is huge.
You were supposed to appreciate that earlier. He tried to tell you.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you.
No, I know. It looks huge, but it's really huge.
Yeah.
I guess a picture's worth 1,000 words. Yeah. All right. So you head into this sort of back courtyard. This is also still enclosed by towering walls. There's these sort of low walls in the... Oh, that's the wrong button. In the northeastern corner of the courtyard, encounters what looks like a carriage house, a stone carriage house with hinged wooden doors.
Mm-hmm.
It stands silent in the corner where the outer walls meet.
Mm-hmm.
Across from the carriage house, a slender wooden door reinforced by iron bands seems to... looks like it leads into the keep. So sort of, if you'll look... where my circle just went, sort of right over there, there's a door leading through that wall, you think, into the keep.
Do we hear anyone coming out to take care of the horse?
Roll a perception check. Thank you, DM.
Oh, I'm the DM. Here I go.
All of us
who
just will.
If you're listening.
Oh, fuck. Nine. Boo.
Eight.
15.
13.
In between these increasingly frequent peals of booming thunder, you were able to make out no other sounds save for the clip-clops of the flaming hooves just below the flaming fetlocks of...
Thank you. You're welcome. There's another word.
There's another word. Trundling fetlocks of Bucephalus.
I actually had 16, including my
Aside from the increasingly frequent booming peals of thunder, you are able to make out nothing save for the clip-clops of the trundling, flaming fetlocks of Bucephalus, who seems to be heading toward the carriage
house. You know what? I want to know. I'm delaying going into Strad. I want to know who works here. Can I peek in, see if I can see anyone in the carriage house? Is this a gate? Like
while
a locked
you're still
gate?
In the carriage?
No, I was already hanging out.
It's an open
there.
Gate. It's shown as closed in the image, but it is open.
It's open?
And the carriage is heading through that gate.
Oh, it's going through. Okay.
If nobody steps out.
Oh, no, I stepped off.
When?
That's what I do. Now.
Okay. The carriage stops.
Are you kidding?
Outside of
horse.
The...
Horse. I turn to the horse and I'm like,
wait
horse,
a second.
You're right
you're
here.
You're stopping here?
We're right here.
Yeah, okay. The carriage continues on its way into
there
the
you
carriage
go.
House.
Go ahead, horse. I give you permission. We're already here. Calm down, horse. That horse is now my horse, apparently. I'm just going to talk to it as if I own it. Can I peek in? Can I look to see who is employed by Strahd? I hope it's not like a zombie carriage horse man.
Is the rest of the party still in the carriage as it goes into this carriage house?
I'm peeking out the window. I'm not leaving yet.
I would get out of the carriage.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get out too.
All right, everybody, fine.
You peer into the carriage house and there's nobody in there, Will.
What happens with the horse?
The horse seems to sort of carefully maneuver the carriage into the house and sort of backs it around so that it's facing back outwards as if it's ready to take another journey.
Wow.
And then the horse begins to walk out of the carriage house.
Wow, how is
did he unhook himself?
Yeah, how did that
The attachments that are leading to the horse sort of just fall off of him.
You just made that up.
I did not.
Whoa.
But also I'm allowed to.
I know! How dare you! Stop telling this story!
I was hoping you would point that out.
Your very existence depends on me!
I want to know where the horse goes now. I'm just really interested in all this. I'm
impressed with its backing the carriage up. I mean, that's a hard maneuver.
Does anybody attempt to stop this flaming black monstrosity?
No, I just want
to
watch
it. It doesn't listen to us.
All right.
It's a very rude horse.
It trots past you out of this yard surrounding the carriage house into sort of the main courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of rears back on its haunches, and then takes flight.
What?
Leaps up into the air, and flies up and towards the roof. And from your vantage point, it's hard to see because it's way high up, but it looks like it sort of plunges down towards the roof and vanishes from sight.
Wow.
What?
And you're left alone in this courtyard. My description was slightly off. Where I made that circle before,
mm-hmm.
there's actually an archway Mm-hmm. Looks like leading to more courtyard. Mm. The door that I mentioned is present, but it is, I believe, let me just double check this. Yeah, it's more on this sort of wall over here.
Mm. Okay. Well,
which doesn't look like a wall, looks more like the actual part of the structure.
We could walk back the way we just drove or go around and see what's up.
What else is in the carriage house?
It's otherwise empty.
Hmm.
Completely empty?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't even, like,
This all does seem to be drawing us in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks like we have some choices now, though. We can go under, or we can go in the building.
You can go further around the back of the keep. You can head back through the portcullis.
It's more a comment on the fact that with each turn around the wall, there's nothing.
Yeah.
The empty buildings, there's mm-hmm. no people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There may be something behind, but I think we're meant to find that front door and use it.
I agree. I don't think we should be rude.
Yes, you do.
Hey! I choose when to be rude, and right now,
it's let's... not the time.
Not make him more angry than he probably is. Or apparently he's forgotten all that he's met us before, so who knows?
Lank at this point doesn't want to hold off any longer. We're here. Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
Alright.
It's still raining, right?
Which way do you want to go in, Lank? Do you have a preference?
Well, we saw that, what you described it as the trick-or-treater front door.
Yeah.
I would say let's go knock at the front door.
Okay. So you're heading back towards the front. The portcullis that you went through with the carriage is, it did lower behind you. So it is blocking off that entrance.
Oh, come on.
That okay. being said, you are all very strong adventurers, and I'm sure a mere portcullis would prove as no obstacle should you choose to seek out your Butterfingers and Snickers.
He whinnied to make it open. Can we do a whinny impression?
Well, get Steed to do it.
Yeah, Steed, whinny!
You have a horse.
Don't you speak Bucephalus?
Hey, Steed, whinny.
Do it,
Give
Steed.
Give us your best flaming horse impression.
Steed whinnies. But unfortunately, he doesn't seem to get nearly as low as Bucephalus does. Ooh. So even if he's got the right whinny-erd, the gate does not respond to his vocalization.
Well, if you're concerned about being rude, opening a door in someone's house is also obnoxious. Maybe we keep going the other way then.
Well, they sent us. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I know. He, like, I mean, clearly we're supposed to just go where he wants us to go, and he led us back to this locked area. That's weird.
We're invited, right?
Why don't we can try to lift the portcullis.
Well, that's what I was saying. That seems sort of obnoxious, but...
If you're worried about closed doors, the door that I described is, in fact, closed back in the back there. So either way, unless you're going through that open archway towards the rear courtyard, you're going to be opening a door. Again, just for clarity.
Can we see through that door?
The archway is just an open archway towards the rear courtyard. The door is just a closed, solid, iron-bound door.
Well, what's through the archway? Can we see whether it's a clear path to maybe go around the castle?
If you're not going in there, you can see in the distance, sort of in the very rear of the courtyard, looks like a long, neglected garden.
Oh.
Otherwise, you'd have to go through
all right.
to see more.
Either we try to force our way through this portcullis, or we go around and see if we can go through the front door. What do you think?
Let's go around.
Okay.
May as well get a lay of the land.
So you're heading back through that archway towards
yes.
the rear courtyard? Okay.
That's the vote Lank is giving, but he's not going to just split up.
Is anybody going to resist?
No.
Lank's forceful urges?
I shall not resist.
Alright, so you head through the archway towards the rear of the courtyard, which I have just revealed for your convenience. At the back of the keep, behind towering buttresses and tall, boarded-up stained glass windows, a small garden struggles to survive.
Ooh.
Small flowers press skyward against the gloom. A pair of large iron gates blocks the way to the east underneath the walls towards... You can see through them some kind of overlook.
Hmm.
So if I'll make a circle here for you if everybody's looking. Sort of to the east of this ornate garden that's been described. Oh, that's the wrong button. Right there are those iron gates.
That lead to an overlook, you said?
You can, through them, you can see some sort of overlook.
Is it just a cliff off of this or something?
Maybe.
Or? Lank will walk in that direction, like to get around the garden, take the long way just to get a look through the gate.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. You can see some buildings through the gate. Hard to see exactly what they are. Smaller buildings, not like huge castle buildings, some sort of outbuilding. You see a low stone wall in the distance with some outward facing, you think, gargoyle carvings. And then after that, it just looks like it drops off.
Hmm.
Do they look like traditional gargoyles, or are they like a special type of creature gargoyle?
It's the rear of them, so you're guessing they're gargoyles, as for the sort of the bulk of the artwork that goes into them.
So they have like tails and stuff.
Right, yeah, that kind of wings and...
horns.
Yeah. Humpy spines.
Little backpacks. Just kidding.
No, they have backpacks. Totally. They're Dora the Explorer gargoyles.
Can you walk through this garden? It looks like it's almost like a labyrinth, but...
Yeah, that's just... It's decoratively planted in that way. They're not hedges. It's a garden.
So
yes,
you can... Can you walk through it? Can I go...
You can walk right through all of that.
I don't want to walk on the plants.
You
I'm
can
saying,
see there's
can
like
I...
sort of paths within that you can walk through.
I want to walk through the garden. I want to see what's in there.
Okay.
A plant
eats me. Pretty depressing, mostly.
Is this a back door up here at the west end of the garden?
In terms of doors back here, there's no door... in this wall of the keep. This is the rear wall of the keep. But there are no doors. Like I said, there are sort of boarded up stained glass windows, you think, from what you can see peering through the boards. Some of them have fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
To the south, you can see these sort of red roofs. There's another archway similar to what you came through in the north, leading to, you think, more courtyard.
I guess keep going then.
Here.
Yeah, keep going.
That's the direction Lank is headed.
All right, Lank and Will are heading through the archway. Our Rafina and...
I'm going with Will into the garden.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna check the garden out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things straggling through it. It just looks in disarray. I mean, this picture in the image is probably kind of deceiving, because I don't think
it
would have
pretty
such a nice shape. You think maybe it looked like this at one point, but yeah, it's, you know, the beds are there, but a lot of it is just dead, and there's thorny patches. There's some flowers here and there.
Any little
that
plaques
are
or anything that are like Boomer buried here, like his little pet or something?
It's a pet cemetery.
Yeah, who knows? Like, I just wonder
Nothing illustrative like that.
Okay, cool. I'll keep going.
All right. So, through the archway, it is in fact more a courtyard revealed to you. This one is even more featureless than the one that you came from before, in that there's no carriage house to define it. It's just open courtyard. There's no door on this side. To the west, you can see another large wall connecting the keep to the outer walls, and there's another archway sit into that, this one blocked by a similar rusty portcullis as in the courtyard to the north that you were... loath to open.
Okay.
Nothing here, guys.
So on we go.
So if you want to continue, you would have to attempt to make your way through this closed portcullis in this wall similar on the north side of the castle.
Well, at this point, we're running out of polite options, so who wants to help me try to lift this portcullis?
Bathwack does.
Sure.
I'll help, says Nick. All right.
As you can see, Lank has sprinted the full length of the castle and arrived at the portcullis.
All right, so everybody, all three of you, make a strength check with advantage. Nick is useless.
Aw, Nick. Your strength.
Those little broken arms.
Yeah.
19.
What the heck, man?
I don't know. What the heck, man?
10.
Oh, no.
All right. Lank asks for help and begins straining before anybody can even reach. He has lifted the portcullis up.
Whoa!
Lank, you feel that if you were to let go, it would slam down.
Oh my god!
You don't feel like you've like locked it up. You're holding the weight.
Well, yeah.
Of this,
I mean,
portcullis.
If it was just me lifting it, okay. It's now a foot and a half off the ground.
I'm gonna go. Oh no! We all have to slither.
How'd you get it that high?
I jumped.
I'll
I'm sort of wedging my pike under it to hold it. Yeah. Okay. Go.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.